a commonly used medical device that has contributed to a spate of infections nationwide, is getting more scrutiny. The FDA has ordered companies that make duodenoscopes to conduct studies on how the equipment is used and cleaned. More from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Every year, more than 500,000 procedures are done using a duodenoscope. It's a flexible lighted tube used to treat conditions associated with the pancreatic or bile ducts. But the device is also complex in design, which makes it hard to clean between uses. The FDA has evidence that the scopes have led to infections in patients. In Seattle, about 32 people were infected between 2012 and 2014 at Virginia Mason. Now the FDA has ordered the scope makers to conduct a detailed study on how the device is actually used and disinfected. It also instructed the companies to collect culture samples from the scopes to check for contamination. In an email statement, the manufacturer Olympus America said it intends to comply and provide the requested information. Luvera Law Firm, which represents the widow whose husband died from an infection acquired at Virginia Mason, applauds the FDA orders. In a statement, the lawyer said the scopes will continue to be used and should be safe as possible. But unfortunately, he says, the steps are too late for some patients, including the husband of his client. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.